We're talking college basketball. I'm joined by the head coach of the Tennessee Volunteers. Third season with the Vols. A five-time Conference Coach of the Year Award winner. 22 total NCAA tournament berths. Six Sweet 16s. Three Elite Eights and a Final Four appearance. Tennessee is 11-4. They're 2-2 in SEC play. They are number 23 in the coaches poll. And they're hosting Texas A&M tomorrow. Rick Barnes is the head coach at Tennessee. Rick, it's good to have you back on. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to hear your voice. How you been?
Good, good. Rick, it has been a minute or two. It's good to have you back, and everything's great here. Let me ask you about that game on Tuesday night where you beat Vanderbilt. I'll start right there, Rick. 92-84. It's a game where you came back. You were down 10 in the second half. You win by 8. So what did you make of the way your team turned things around in the second half and finished?
Well, you know, first of all, Vandy's a good basketball team. They can really shoot the ball, and they made 8 threes in the first half. And second half, we did, I feel like, play with a little bit more intensity on the defensive end. And offensively, we were pretty good throughout. But I think we scored, 50 points or so in the second half. And but we really went inside. Grant Williams had a big game, and Admiral Schofield. Those two guys have been playing really well. Jordan Bowden came back to life for us there at the start of the second half. He was straight zeros across the board on the stat sheet in the first half. But, Jim, for us to get where we want to go, we still got 4 or 5 guys on our team that's got to get better. And if we don't do that, we'll level out. So we've been talking hard and working hard with those guys because we need those guys to get us to another level.
Tennessee head coach Rick Barnes joining us. And Rick, I'll ask you about those four guys in a minute, but you mentioned Grant Williams. He had a monster game. He had a career-high 37. You knew he was going to get a lot of attention and double teams, but when he works quickly, how tough is he to stop?
Well, you're right. That's the key. When he works quickly, he really is tough because he's got a 6'11 wingspan, and he gets off the floor. He's more athletic than people think, and what we, going back to those other guys, we need them to do the job so he can get some more rest. When he gets tired, he starts settling a little bit on the perimeter. But the other night, I thought he worked hard for deep post up and getting the ball where he needed to be able to go to work quickly.
So, Rick, in terms of some of the other guys and the things you're talking about, for instance, what are some things that you're not seeing that you'd like to see?
Well, take, for instance, Kyle Alexander, who is a guy that we consider a veteran now. He's been here all 3 years with us. And when he plays his best basketball, there's no doubt that's when we're at our very best. And he's a junior now. We told him yesterday, we tell him a lot, that we need him to be that guy we can count on every single night, whether it's and what we need from him is to really anchor our defense. We need him to be great ball screen defender, and he's shown where he can be really good at it. And other times it's just inconsistency, and we need him. John Fulkerson, really, in that same role, we need that. We need Derek Walker in that same role because those are the guys that can go in and give Grant Williams a break. And but when they go in the game, they've got to give us something positive. And so what we want, and when we were playing really well early in the year, our bench was really, really good, and we felt like we had 10 starters, basically. And when your second group is going in playing like starters, that's when you can become the team that you really want to be.
Tennessee head coach Rick Barnes joining us. Now, Rick, that win over Vanderbilt was your 999th career game as a head coach. It's a huge, huge number. What's that number mean to you, and then what will 1,000 mean to you tomorrow night?
Well, Jim, to be honest with you, I didn't even know that until yesterday, and I was being interviewed, and someone asked me that. What it means to me is that God's blessed me with a great career, being able to do this for such a long time. I've had some tremendous teams and players that have made it possible, but assistant coaches, it all goes together because no coach does this by themselves, and I have been truly blessed with some just great assistant coaches that have been able to get us the kind of players that play the way we want to play, and I've been at some great universities. When you go back and look at my career, starting at George Mason, then Providence, then Clemson, then Texas, and now here, I've just had some wonderful opportunities that I've been blessed with.
You know, of course, when you talk about some of the great players, Kevin Durant comes to mind immediately. You know, I'm curious, Rick, when you look at him and the career he's having, he became just the second player in NBA history to reach 20,000 points earlier this week, the second youngest guy to do it. As you look at the career he's having, what are the types of thoughts you think?
Well, you know what? I'll go back to when he was coming out after 1 year, and people made fun of the fact that at the combine he couldn't bench press 185 pounds. And I told everyone that I talked to, I said, well, I know one thing, he's strong enough to put a a world championship trophy over his head. He's good enough to put an MVP trophy. And I said then he will go down as one of the great players to play this game. And I said that, Jim, we all know that he can run and he can jump and he's got that great God-given body where he's got the length and the touch and all that. But it's his work ethic. It's his passion for the game that makes him want to get better and better every year. And I think the reason he got hurt, was it 2 years ago, I think, with his foot injury, he never took any time off. You think from the time he left college, preparing for the Olympics, the NBA, playing a lot of minutes. But he wouldn't have it any other way because he just loves the game. He truly has a great passion for it. And so that's what I saw in him. And so what he's doing, nothing he does surprises me at all.
Tennessee coach Rick Barnes joining us. You know, Rick, back in May also, I had T.J. Ford on the show, and we talked about his journey as a player and as a person and the fact that he graduated on May 19th. You made sure that you were there for that graduation. The two of you had a really special moment. What did that moment mean to you, and then why was it so important for you to be there that day?
Well, I think, one, again, when you talk about coaching 1,000 games or whatever, you know, and again, you want to win. We want to win. We know what it's about. But those are the moments you live for. Because, you know, TJ is really, he's like a son to me. He taught me a lot as a player. I'll tell you, he's the one guy that made me understand what a true coach-player relationship is about. I mean, he would come up to my room at 11:30 at night when we were on the road. We'd stay up, it seemed like, all night long, just wanting to know about this, that, or whatever. But what makes me so proud about that is the fact that he didn't have to do that. I mean, he's been very frugal with his money. He's really taken care of it. But he wanted to do it because he wanted to let his kids know that an education was important. And he always told me from the beginning, he said, I'm going to get this degree one day. And the fact that he did it 15 years later, I think speaks volumes about his character and his discipline.
He's a man of his word. One last thought. You know, last season, Rick, your team played every team that reached the Final Four. You lost all four of those games, but it was by an average of less than 7 points per game. So I'm curious, what did you and your team take away from last season that maybe you can apply to this season?
Well, I think a year ago, when you know, we were really young. I think we were not one or two youngest teams in the country. We're still one of them. But, you know, these guys understand and are we good enough? And in those games early in the year, we figured that out, that they saw that if they did do what they needed to do. But, Jim, what we hadn't figured out, and we're still figuring it out right now, is what it takes day in and day out to be what you need to be. We always talk about our culture here, but in that culture, you've got to build an identity in the way your team's going to play, and we haven't always been as consistent as we should be there. I think we're getting there. But it's taken us a year and a half. But those games in particular proved to these guys when they were real young freshmen that they had the ability to compete at this level if they're willing to do the kind of work that goes into doing it.
And they're competing right now, 11-4 overall, 2-2 in the SEC, and number 23 in the coaches' poll with a game at home tomorrow against Texas A&M. Rick, it's good to have you back on the show. Good to get caught up with you, Rick. Good to hear your voice, too. Thanks so much. Good luck. Hope we can do it again soon.
All right, thanks. Take care.
You got it. Rick Barnes, Tennessee head coach, my guest. Little SEC basketball. If it weren't enough to talk SEC football all week long, now we change up when we talk SEC basketball.